Unit 14. Speaking Focus. Activity 4.
Now I'd like you to talk about something together for about 2 minutes. Here are some ways that good ideas sometimes spread from one person to another, and a question for you to discuss. First, you have some time to look at the task. Now, talk to each other about how effective these ways are for spreading good ideas.
OK, let's make a start. I actually think good ideas often spread because one person tells another person about them. Do you agree?
I'm not sure. I mean, people do talk to each other, of course, and that plays a vital part in human communication, but unless you're referring to lectures, I think more good ideas are spread through online communication than by means of face-to-face interaction. The point I'm trying to make is that a lot of conversation is quite trivial, but if someone has something important to say, they're very likely to put it in a blog or perhaps record a podcast.
It could actually just be telepathy as well, now I come to think of it. I mean, someone has an idea somewhere and then by coincidence, it turns out someone else in a completely different country has the same idea.
You may have a point there. I have heard that that happens from time to time. If you look at a lot of 19th and early 20th century inventions, it's quite difficult to say who was the real originator of the idea, because it often seemed to have been invented by two or more people simultaneously.
And in the past, there were books and magazines, of course, but nowadays Twitter is a really important way of spreading ideas. As I see it, it's far more important than anything else, at least for young people. People are constantly tweeting things they've read or just thought about.
Yes, it's amazing how quickly an idea or just a rumor of some kind can spread through a medium like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a few reservations about whether these things could actually be called good ideas, though.
Thank you. Now you have about a minute to decide which method would reach the largest number of people.
For me, it would have to be online resources like blogs or even online newspapers and magazines. Wouldn't you accept that almost everyone has an internet connection and potentially has access to good new ideas because of that?
Yes and no. I still tend to think that Twitter reaches more people.
You may be right, but not everyone has a Twitter account, of course.
That's true. So perhaps we could say that the internet is our first choice because of its almost universal appeal.